On a Thursday morning, joining us now from 50 North, we have Craig Swenson. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Jeff.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great.
It's a new month. We have you on the first Friday of Thursday of every month. And today is the day. Boy, we're in March already. When do you start preparing for the spring stuff?
Well, we're hoping to possibly get some things scheduled for outside in April here. So we're working on that right now. We're fingers crossed with pickleball and, you know, maybe some pedaling or get some biking and hiking out there. So we're fingers crossed that will happen in April here.
Well, maybe we'll have like a freak heat wave at the end of March.
That would be wonderful.
Be certainly welcome. What are you featuring this month?
This month, we've got some great programming. As always, each month, we've got wonderful programming. In collaboration with the Northfield Hospital and Clinics, we have Medication 101 on Tuesday, March 7th. So that's going to be coming up next week from 10 to 11. Medication can be very confusing for individuals, especially daily prescriptions and over-the-counter prescriptions that individuals get. You know, what medication should they be doing, how they should be storing the medication correctly, how they should be taking it, you know, figuring out a way to even have a schedule down on how to do that medication, or even having it put in different ways and make sure that you're not taking medication that you shouldn't be taking because it might, you know, interact with other ones. So that's a great educational class. Again, that will be on March 7th from 10 to 11. That's Medication 101 in collaboration with Northfield Hospital Clinics. We also have the wonderful Doctor of Physical Therapy, Marcy Kramer, will be coming in on Wednesday, March 15th to be talking about exercise and women. Now, we know that there is a difference between men and women, bone structure, how we retain muscle and how we gain muscle. And, you know, as we age, sometimes the osteopenia, osteoporosis can be a huge factor for women. And so Marcy Kramer will be coming in and talking about the benefits of exercise and what benefits can happen for women when it comes to exercise. That will be, again, on Wednesday, March 15th from 9 a.m. to 12.
All right.
So we got
a couple great things.
And we're very, very excited to promote that we have in collaboration with Noel Aldridge here in Northfield. He is a nutritionist here in Northfield that owns Nutrition Proportions. He will be coming in as an independent contractor at 50 North as a dietitian and nutrition at 50 North. And so we are setting up one-on-one consultations with him right now. You can call into 50 North to learn a little bit more about that. We've got a great program that he'll actually be running also in March. That'll be on March 20th, 27th, and it's going to go April 3rd, so 3 weeks in a row on Mondays from 6:30 to 7:30, and it's reversing type 2 diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of individuals are struck with type 2 diabetes, you know, later on in life.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And this is a way of looking at nutrition and healthy lifestyles to be able to reverse that for you and not have to go through the huge regimens that are out there.
Yeah, good stuff. You know, and I have to admit, I don't really think too much about the stuff I eat.
Yeah.
Seafood, eat food, you know, that's pretty much it. But yeah, they're eating enough of one thing or too much of the other, and yeah, having a balance, very important. So some good stuff. Good they have a dietitian now, nutritionist.
Exactly. And, you know, sometimes even with those nutritious foods, you know, Is it going to interact with what I have, or is it going to really benefit me if I eat too much of that? You know, I'm one of those individuals, I like my fruit, but, you know, it does have sugar in it, so I'm consuming too much of that.
yeah, I'm kind of a dairy guy. I probably eat too much dairy, but got to have cheese.
Oh, yes.
Craig Swenson, once again, with us from 50 North. What else do you have going on this month?
Well, you know, you talked about coming up that springtime's going to be coming and outdoor activities, and so we're kind of trying to get used to or trying to get everything arranged and figured out for the springtime, and we'd love to see a lot of different programming happening at 50 North. So I'm looking for individuals that would be group leaders for pickleball, tennis, maybe even bowling, Nordic walking, golf, walking, And then also we have beanbag toss, also known as cornhole. So if individuals are interested in being a leader for that, would like to come in once a week, twice a week, maybe three times a week to lead a group with that, please let me know. You can call the center, 507-664-3700, or you can email me at 50 North or check us out on at 50 North. Just get a hold of me and we can get those programs set and get it going.
Yeah, those are all fun activities.
Exactly.
So make it even more fun. Be a leader.
Yes.
There you go,
exactly.
Folks.
Exactly. Exactly. We want to see, you know, more, but, you know, I would love to lead it, but it's kind of hard with my schedule right now.
Yeah, that's a lot of things to have to lead. So, but folks, we have some leaders out there. Sign up.
Exactly. Here We'd love go. To see you at 50 North.
There you have it. What else do you have going on?
Wonderful collaboration with the Makers in Dundas. Dundas is one of the founding locations for the Makers. And then the Makers, if you've not heard, is a location where individuals can do many arts and crafts, working with wood, working with metal. They've got things going on every single week at the Makers. And we have a collaboration with them coming up. That will be two choices, actually. It's making a charcuterie board. Now, with the charcuterie board, a lot of people have questioned, is it, you know, figuring out how to place the food on the charcuterie mm-hmm. board and what should I be putting on it. It's actually how to make the board itself.
And all right. It has to do with wood.
It's going to deal with wood. So woodworking and, you know, figuring out a different template of how you want to make that wood and make that board and how it's going to be your way of doing it. But Dave Peterson will be able to help you out with that. And we've got two choices for that. The first choice is going to be Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, which is March 13th, 15th, and 17th from 9:30 to 11:30. Or you can also join in on the second class that we have for it, which is, again, a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, which is April 3rd, 5th, and 7th from 9:30 to 11:30. The capacity is only four because of the limited equipment that's at the Makers, Cannon Valley Makers in Dundas. For it, we do ask for $120 for it. You're going to get a great class when it comes to this. So it's very well worth it. And I'm thinking of actually doing it myself. So
All
hopefully
right.
I'll get to see a lot of people there.
Now, you have experience with woodworking, or at least, is wood burning.
Wood burning, yes.
Yes. You still do that?
I still do that.
All right.
It's a little hard now when I have two little rugrats running around the house. And
they kind of throw a wrench into certain things, but
yes.
You have to have your priorities. It's great to have the rugrats.
They go to bed at 8 o'clock, and Dad's ready to go to bed at 8 o'clock also. So. But I still try to do it whenever I can. I love every second of it. So I could see this being another way to enhance that aspect for it.
There you go. Once again, Craig Swenson, 50 North, is with us. Anything else you'd like to talk about this month?
Other great classes we've got coming up. We've got a succulent garden class on March 14th, which is a Tuesday from 9 to 11, learning about succulent plants. It's a collaboration with Forget-Me-Not Florist here in Northfield to talk about the succulent gardens that people can make and put together that can be their own. They can actually bring it home and have it for themselves. We also have a peg loom weaving class on Wednesday, March 15th. Now, we do have a minimum for that class. We have a minimum of 8 people, so we really need 8 people to sign up for it, and a maximum of 15 for that. And again, that is on March 15th from 1:30 to 5:30. We've also got some great trips coming up. With our trips, we've got Orchestra Hall, a coffee and concert, which is March 30th. If you have tickets already to Orchestra Hall, a lot of people already do, we just ask for you just to pay for the bus. That would be $50. If you need a ticket also, it's $79 for the bus and the ticket. That is on March 30th from 9 a.m. to 4:30. We also have a great trip coming up in Art in Bloom. It's going to be at the Minneapolis Art Institute. It's where they're taking famous art and bringing in florists and having floral arrangements that go with the art. It's going to be really neat to see this.
Yeah, that sounds fascinating.
It
interesting.
Is. And they're bringing world-renowned florists to actually put this together. And that will be on April 27th, 9 to 2 p.m., we do ask individuals to sign up for that by April 13th, and it's only $52 for that. We've got another great one coming up with here closer to Northfield. It's The Play Gone Wrong at the Paradise Theater, which will be April 6th, which is a Thursday evening. We'll be meeting at 50 North at 6:30. Running to the show, start about 7:30, and we'll probably get back about 10 o'clock for that. And again, that is on April 6th. Deadline for it is April 3rd, and it's $67 for it.
It sounds like a good show, too.
It's going to be a great one.
All right.
We've got some great things coming up with the trips also, so keep your eyes and ears open to a trip for... A trip out to Pepin. We'll be also looking at a trip to the Twins going against the Minnesota Red Sox, or Boston Red Sox, not Minnesota Red Sox, Boston Red Sox.
There we go.
We're also looking at a Treasure Island boat trip, a St. Paul Saints game also, a ski show in Albert Lea, and then also looking at possibly going back to the Cat Museum. We've already done that this year, but we had rave reviews for that. Going to the Cat Museum again, and also to the Minnesota Zoo.
All right, the Cat Museum. I didn't know there was a Cat Museum.
Yep. And it's an acronym for Katchuzen. It is a art museum up in northern Minnesota,
okay.
Which does blown art glass.
Okay.
And it is just fascinating of the different art that they can do with glass.
Sounds interesting.
Very interesting.
All right. Sounds like you have a lot of things coming up. So, Greg, thank you so much for stopping by today. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again in April.
You're very welcome.
We'll be outside by then.
Sounds good.
We'll probably do the interview inside, though.
That'd be great.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.
Greg Swenson, once again from 50 North. You're listening to The